A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The next day, after Jesus had decided to leave for Galilee, he met Philip and said, "Follow me." Now Philip came from the same town, Bethsaida, same town as Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, the one about whom the prophets wrote. He is Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." "From Nazareth?" said Nathanael. "Can anything good come from that place?" "Come and see," replied Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael coming, he said to him, "Here is an Israelite who deserves the name Incapable of deceit." "How do you know me?" said Nathanael. "Before Philip came to call you," said Jesus, "I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus replied, "You believe that just because I said, 'I saw you under the fig tree.' You will see greater things than that." And then he added, "I tell you most solemnly, you will see heaven laid open, and above the Son of Man, the angels of God, ascending and descending." This is the good news, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In this first chapter of St. John's Gospel, we see and hear John's account of how Jesus called his disciples. Now John gives the call quite a different setting from that given in the Synoptic Gospels. In the Synoptic Gospels, we see Jesus calling his disciples as he walks along the shores of Lake Galilee. It all seems quite simple, really, and straightforward, yet nonetheless, a call of deep love, which is only heard if one is fully present and listening from the heart. However, here in John's Gospel, the call seems to be much more one of journey, of seeing and finding, of being known. It is, above all, a call experienced through dialogue, an encounter of grace, which opens the heart. Again, one needs to be fully present and listening from the heart. As John the Baptist sees Jesus walking by, he says to the disciples, "There is the Lamb of God." Jesus looks at the disciples and asks them what they are looking for, to which they reply, "Master, where do you live?" When Jesus replies, "Come and see," they go and spend the day with him. And then, as we have just heard, on the next day, according to John's account, Jesus moves on to Galilee, and finding Philip, invites him also to come. It is Philip who, out of his presence and attentiveness to the call of Jesus, goes off and finds Nathanael. Now, Nathanael, who is mentioned in today's reading, only appears under that name in John's Gospel. In the Synoptics, he is known as Bartholomew. Bartholomew, whose feast it is today. Under the name of Nathanael, he is central to our Gospel reading that we have just heard. It is fascinating to observe that when Philip tells Nathanael they have found the one whom Moses wrote about, namely Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth, Nathanael remarks, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Wouldn't it seem now that Nathanael is already judging the situation and is possibly quite closed in his heart, and certainly with no intention of getting caught up in the drama? And yet he responds to Philip, who calls him to come and see. This seems to me to be the moment of grace, this moment of call. And what a reward Nathaniel receives for opening his heart. Jesus sees Nathaniel coming to him and utters those most exquisite words. Here is a real Israelite in whom there is no guile. How would you feel? How would I feel? Were we to take the time to be fully present and hear Jesus express a similar sentiment in our hearts? Nathaniel must feel blown away, as they say today. And yes, blown away by the Spirit, he addresses his profound words to Jesus. How do you know me? Listen carefully to the response from Jesus. I saw you when you were under the fig tree before Philip called you. At this, Nathaniel drops into the depths of his heart and, discovering his own inner truth, which has already been affirmed by Jesus, he responds with the prophetic words, Teacher, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. This dialogue gives Jesus the opportunity to stretch Nathaniel even more. Do you believe me just because I told you I saw you when you were under the fig tree? You will see much greater things than this. You will see heaven open and God's angels going up and coming down on the Son of Man. Notice that heaven is open. What a beautiful image to reflect what has happened in the heart of Nathaniel, the open heart. When our hearts are open, all things are possible. We hear and we see the call of God on our life. The eye of faith sees the heart of reality, of truth. No wonder Jesus affirmed Nathaniel for being without guile, a man of openness to the truth. So, in whatever way the call comes to us in life, whether through a direct revelation, a movement of grace in our hearts, the invitation from another, it is always about the relationship between one open heart of love in response to another. John's Gospel gives flesh in this rich dialogue with the Word who became a human being, full of grace and truth, and lived among us, fully present at all times. As we see and listen to this Word among us, we come to know more deeply the call of God on our lives, the call to be attentive, to care for the other, the refugee, Mother Earth, the lonely, the sick, and the suffering. Blessed be God for the gift of call.